Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 301 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about the fact that David and I just moved Alex to college a few days ago. We're going to talk about Melanie's battle with some curtains in Caroline's townhouse. And we're going to talk about a documentary that we've both watched and loved. Can't recommend it enough. If you have not joined us yet on Patreon, we would love for you to do that. It's at patreon.com/bigboo, and you get 2 bonus episodes a month at the $5 level. You get 2 bonus episodes and a live Q&A or a live book club at the $8 level. It's so fun. We would also love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. We are so happy that y'all are here, and we hope you enjoy episode 301. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Well, 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 well.
Here we are.
Here we are.
We are officially, listen, it kind of feels right that on our first episode that we're officially empty nesters, that this is episode 301. It's like the dawn of a new day.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. All right.
From the dawn of episode 301, we are now two, not really even middle-aged women, older than middle-aged women who have officially watched our children.
We're middle-aged.
We've watched our children fly the coop. So yes. Tell us all the things.
Well, listen. So we moved Alex to Sanford last week, and last Thursday, and we had a busy week because we went to Nashville on Tuesday because my sister got inducted into the Source Awards Hall of Fame. And so we went over for that on Tuesday, and it was a beautiful ceremony. And I'm going to tell you this too. It was emceed by Brenda Lee from Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, that song.
Yeah.
And Jeannie Seeley, and they brought me so much joy. They were hysterical. They were so funny. They need a podcast.
Okay. But
anyway, so we did that. We turned around and came home early Wednesday morning because David had to be back for a meeting at noon. And then we had to get Alex's stuff together.
Yeah.
So I just want to say this about pulling the stuff together, because I had been kind of working on it, you know, and figuring out what was going to go and like go together and how it needed to be sort of organized and all that kind of stuff. But I said this on Instagram, but whoever invented those blue bags,
they're the greatest thing ever.
I mean, I would like to shake that person's hand. They're fantastic. The fact that they zip is everything.
Yeah.
The fact that, like, I tried not to overpack them so they wouldn't be super heavy, but you know, like I put all the toiletries and cleaning supplies that I'm sure will get used very frequently. I put all those.
Oh yes.
I put all the bed stuff in one bag. You know, you can kind of organize, and to not have to carry boxes is huge. And so we got all that kind of organized, and I walked into, I think it was probably 6 o'clock when I finished Wednesday night. And I walked into our bedroom. David was sitting in his chair, and I was like, okay, my part is done. You and Alex can load.
Yeah.
And he said, okay, well, why don't you take Hazel back in your office so that she's not going cuckoo about us opening and closing the door and all that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah.
Listen, so I come back here with my iPad. I'm on Place in June's Journey. I'm on Settling with Hazel. I'm here to tell you, not 5 minutes later, David comes around through the door that goes to our bathroom and pokes his head in and says, hey, Case and Steph are here. We're finished.
Oh, wow. And
so, like, they loaded it so fast. But but again, it's because those blue bags, I think, enable you to make kind of a Tetris situation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was amazing. So so that was great. And they got all that done. Now, I couldn't see out my back window, but that didn't matter.
Yeah.
Who cares? So they got the cars loaded. Casey and Steph came over to say bye to Alex, which that was fun. And we kind of got to hang out for a little while. Mm-hmm. So we wake up Thursday morning and we had decided the night before that, I mean, honestly, we're driving. I mean, it's 5 miles up the road. You know what I mean? Like, we're not going far. So it's 15 minutes when you're not in traffic. So we decided that we had a couple of things we needed to do. We needed to run by AutoZone and let them install Alex's windshield wipers because that got away from us and we didn't get that done. We needed to run by Home Depot and get a couple of tarps in case it rained, which it held off while we were moving in.
Thank goodness.
And we needed to get some black zip ties because of the podcast listener who told me to get pool noodles to put on the underside of his bed. Yes. So they were, which was genius because how many times did he hit his bed on his head on his bed on move-in day, going back and forth underneath his bed? About a 14. Million.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. So there you go. You saved him a concussion day.
I did. 100%. So that $1.50 pool noodle from Dollar Tree was really came through, but we decided we were going to go eat breakfast. So we went to the Flying Biscuit, which is one of our favorite places here. We ate breakfast. We looked down and it was 10 o'clock. Now his move-in time was 11:30. So we found ourselves with about an hour and a half to kill.
Yes.
And in true Alex fashion, he was like, I think I'm just going to go ahead and drive over there and I'll just wait until it's my time to go in and pick up my key, because he was the only one who could pick up his key.
Okay.
So he went on over there. David and I ran a couple of errands, and then about, I don't know, 11, he texted and said he had his key. He would meet us at the dorm.
Okay.
So we met him at the dorm and Sanford had people to help unload your cars.
That's
so
genius.
So, and like everybody had a number, like you were either red or blue and then you had a number. So I don't remember what Alex's number was, but they had pallets in front of those numbers. So nothing sat on the ground, which again was genius.
Yeah.
And so I'm telling you, like, there were probably 10 guys who helped unload our two cars.
Wow.
And in no time. And then they took it all up to his room.
Oh, even better. This just gets better and better.
No. So all that that I had anticipated of like, oh my gosh, we got to unload it. What if it's raining? And then I got to get it upstairs. And that, because he's on the third floor. We didn't have to do any of that. We just went up there. He unlocked his door and they brought it all to us.
Genius.
I mean, it was efficient is what that was.
Wow.
So I had taken a Bluetooth speaker because I thought, you know, we can listen to music. Mm-hmm. You know, let's make some memories, everyone.
Absolutely.
So I put on the John Mayer Born and Raised album, which is probably mine and Alex's favorite together. Mm-hmm. David loves it too. Listen, we're unpacking things. We're getting that rug, like for the whole Born and Raised album, it's glorious. But I'm here to tell you, about the time that album ended, he was ready for us to go.
Yeah.
About the time that, that John Mayer sang his last note, Alex was ready to get that train rolling without us there.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we still had a lot to do. We still had a lot we needed to cover. I got a little obsessed / frustrated trying to make his bed up on that. You know, like, but I wanted it to look right.
Yeah.
Which resulted in us having to move the beds a little bit. It was just a whole thing. So when I said, do y'all want to go to lunch and run to Target and then come back and do the curtains? Alex said, I really don't.
Yeah.
And he was like, don't even worry about the curtains. And I was like, no, we need to get the curtains up. So I said, how about if your daddy and I go to lunch and run to Target and you stay here by yourself? And he said, that sounds great. That sounds great.
Yeah.
So that is what we did.
This all feels right. This all feels familiar and right. Yes. So here's what you know. If you're a small business owner, it is important to be ready for the insane holiday season that is approaching. And listen, I'm glad it's approaching because that means that it's fall. And if you haven't started preparing for the chaos of holiday mailing and shipping, you're already falling behind. Luckily, Stamps.com has everything you need to make your life a whole lot easier. It's the 24/7 post office that you can access from anywhere. No lines, no traffic, no hassle.
Stamps.com is your one-stop shop for all your shipping and mailing needs. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. You get access to the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer. With inflation on the rise, every dollar counts. So protect your margins with major discounts on USPS and UPS rates up to 86% off.
Get ahead of the holiday chaos this year. Get started with stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code BIGBOO for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code BIGBOO.
So when we got back, we hung up the curtains, and listen, that's a dicey operation. They're still up.
Listen, I have a whole thing. Okay. Pinky up, because we're going to circle back to that.
They're still up, but I would not say his windows were much larger than I realized. Mm-hmm. So they do cover the window when they're closed, but it's a good thing there's some furniture in front of them, because they, listen, they're about a foot and a half short, you know, but it's fine. And so anyway, when we finally got the curtains up, I was like, okay, I think we need to wrap it up. And we had, you know, kind of packed all those blue bags back up. Well, about that time, his friend Garrett came up to his room. He met Garrett at orientation, and they've kept in touch all summer. And Garrett came up and he introduced himself. And it was really sweet, because the way he introduced himself is he said, "Hey, I'm Garrett. I'm Alex's friend."
Oh,
and so
it's like preschool all over again. You're like, he has friends. He has friends.
And he said, "Hey, Alex, tell your parents bye, come down to my room and we can hang," or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so when it was time to tell him bye, I was just kind of like, okay, here you go.
Yeah.
And so we hugged him, you know, and told him we loved him. And I don't know, I cracked a joke, because you got to keep it light. Mm-hmm. And so we went away, and listen, we were great. We were really great until I think we pulled off campus.
Yeah.
And then I think we felt it a little bit, but and we continue to kind of feel it, but it's just, we miss him, you know. Yeah. We just, like, I know he's great. We're in touch, you know, like, he's done all the things this weekend, but man, we miss having him in the house.
Yeah. So it's quiet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we stopped at Chick-fil-A and got chocolate milkshakes for supper.
That's good. That's good.
Uh-huh. And came home, and I don't know, we just kind of retreated. And I will say this, you know, I don't feel like I always process my feelings like a normal person should, or like in healthy ways, because I just don't like to feel them.
Yeah.
But the result of that, of me trying to stay kind of up on Thursday, I don't know when I have been as tired as I was Thursday night and Friday. I felt like a slug. It felt like I had weights inside my body. It was just like, I felt like I couldn't move. So Friday, my response to that was, I played so much June's Journey and watched so many TikToks. I canceled my Pilates class. Like, I just leaned into it.
Yeah.
And I think it was not a bad thing. I think it wasn't a terrible thing to do. And so we ended up, his roommate Jackson moved in on Friday. So we met Jackson's parents for dinner Friday night and had the best time. Just loved getting to be with them. You know, they're Texans. And you will be so happy to know that in Alex's room, there is a Texas flag.
Yeah, I love it.
There's a Houston Astros banner, and there's a come and take it sign.
Listen, this feels right. This feels right.
So we loved getting to see them and hang out with them and just visit with them. You know, it's here's the weirdest thing for me, and then I'm going to quit talking about it, is Alex went to the same school from the time he was 4 until he graduated from high school. And because I worked at that school, I knew all his friends. I knew everybody in his grade. I knew everybody's parents, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's this whole relational disconnect for me. That's weird. Cause like, he talks about all these new people. I have no idea who they are.
Yes. And you've always known all his people.
I've always known all his people, and I'm sure they're lovely, and I would like to meet them and sit down with them and ask them questions and find out about their families and all that kind of stuff. So that's kind of my big adjustment. But he's just a walking yes right now, like, for whatever is going on, he's a yes. And so he's got to figure out some, you know, the balance and all that, but he's great. He's so good.
I don't know that they ever figure that balance out. My child has not. And so if she hasn't, something tells me that our Enneagram 7 Alex Hudson will also not figure it out.
I know they've had something for him all weekend. And, you know, I'm fascinated by how colleges acclimate kids just from like a student leadership perspective, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Or an administrative leadership perspective. Like I love, like, you know, when Caroline went to fish camp, I loved hearing about mm-hmm. that. And so they had stuff for them. They had Thursday night, they had bingo in the CAF, in the cafeteria for all the freshmen mm-hmm. who had moved in that Thursday. Listen, he won the grand prize. He walked away with the JBL Bluetooth speaker. He called me at 10:30 and I dove for that phone like it was 1996 and I was waiting for his daddy to call me. Like I just, hello, uh-huh. you know. Yep. And then
I'm up, I'm awake, I'm awake.
Yes, I'm very awake and ready to hear. And yes. So then Saturday they had they met with connection groups to like just meet people in their freshman class, and they had all these activities for them. And then they had a big like a neon party on that night, and they had popsicles with the president at the president's house and all that kind of stuff. They just had stuff all the time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He said he and his friend Garrett started several dance circles at the neon party.
Nice. And this then, feels good.
Uh-huh. And then yesterday they had worship for the freshmen, and they did stuff with their connections groups. And then that last night they had a concert with the band Camino. I mean, it's just been nonstop. And so he has been in his element is what I will tell you. It's been great.
I love that. I love that. Listen, it's a good way to start. It's a good way to start. Do you remember last year when Caroline came home that first weekend and I said, hey, you need to kind of watch your pace. Like I get that we're having all the fun and we're doing whatever. And then literally not even 6 hours after she drove back to College Station, she camped out all night for football tickets.
Oh, that's right.
I feel like this is the mentality. Mm-hmm. Remember? And I was like, and then the next she called me at 8 o'clock Monday morning. And I was like, you're up early. And she's like, I haven't even been to bed. We camped out for tickets. It's the same, you know, it's that mentality. You got to do it all. You can't miss a minute.
Well, we tried yesterday, David and I, after church, rode by. I was going to put something in his car because we're trying to have really good boundaries.
Yeah.
In terms of like pretending that he's far away. But I'd ordered mm-hmm. him some Patagonia shirts. They came in over the weekend. And so I said, hey, I'm just going to take my spare key. I'm going to unlock your car, put them in there. Like you'll never know we were there. Well, mm-hmm. we couldn't find his car. So I texted him. And anyway, we were gone by that point. And so I said, okay, I'll try again tomorrow after Pilates. So he texted me late last night and he was like, my car's moved. I went to Jenny's to get ice cream with some pals. You know, and I'm just like, I don't know when you're sleeping, but you know, we know he went to class this morning because he texted us. So we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, listen, it's what they do. It is what they do. So
but it's so fun, to, you know, to see him embrace it and to know that he's in good hands and all that kind of stuff. You know, mm-hmm. I really love the things that they've done to help the freshmen acclimate quickly and participate in student life. Cause I think that's such a huge part of having a good experience at any level of school. So,
Well, and I think it's, you know, and I feel like, you know, cause I'm on like Aggie parents, Facebook pages and stuff like that. And like, when you see people who are like, my kids had it the first week, they haven't met anybody, they're having a hard time. And you're like, okay, I would so much rather, you know, this is better than the other. I mean, that's what I always thought. I was like, if they're calling every night and saying, I'm miserable, I want to come home. I don't know how you deal with that. You know
what
I mean?
It's so hard.
Like,
yeah.
That's so hard. And I know that that's some people's experience, but it's like, so I always try to remember that with Caroline, where I'm like, well, no news is good news. If I'm not hearing from her, that means that it's all going well. So
yeah, it's just, it's hard, even though, you know, like you want them to be happy and you want them to feel a part. Mm-hmm. Sometimes places just aren't a good fit. And that's the whole thing to deal with. But it's still like, you know, that doesn't stop you from just missing their presence in your house.
Well,
and so that's been a whole thing.
Y'all know that I love a good skincare product, and I love to keep my skin hydrated, soft, and smooth, especially as we transition into fall, because the drier weather means that I'm going to have drier skin. And I know that I'm going to love using the Undaria Algae Body Oil. It has been my secret to seriously supple, moisturized skin all summer long, and I know that it will carry me into the fall as we head into colder, drier months, and it helps you maintain your summer glow. I love to use it as soon as I get out of the shower. It's so moisturizing, but it's not greasy. It smells great. To me, it is the perfect addition to my body care lineup. And then I use the Osea body butter on top of it, and it is a heavenly combo. You can maintain your radiant summer skin during the fall season with Osea's Andaria Algae Body Oil. You can keep your skin soft and glowing. It's rich, it's never greasy, it feels luxurious. I love it so much. And you could also try Osea's Total Body Glow Trio Kit. It includes the body oil, the moisturizing body scrub, and a plant-based body brush. You can sweep away your dead skin cells and then hydrate for incredibly soft, glowing skin. Like all of Osea's products, the Total Body Glow Trio is clean, safe, responsibly sourced, vegan, cruelty-free, and powered by the sea. Find your new skincare and body favorites at OseaMalibu.com and get a special discount just for our listeners. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with promo code BIGBOO. You'll get free samples with every order, and orders over $50 get free shipping. You're going to want it all. Go to OseaMalibu.com, promo code BIGBOO.
But listen, we went to dinner Saturday night with Casey, and Joel was on call, so he couldn't go, and Steph and Joey, and we're all in the same boat at this point. They're all three gone, you know, Ella and Ash and Alex. And it was really good just to kind of sit in it together, all of us processing it differently, all of us having different feelings, but all of us in a place where, you know, a big personality in our houses is gone. And so it was really good just to kind of talk through that. And I don't know, it's nice to be able to walk through it with friends. And like Friday after we moved him in, you called me, Emma Kate called me, Ashby called me, like I felt like I was on the phone a lot that day, but it was really sweet to be able to talk to people about it. So
yeah,
it was good.
You got to process it. Well, while you were doing that, I had gone back to College Station, you know, just because I'd ordered a picture for Caroline that we needed to get there and hang it up, which was legitimate because it was big. And so she was telling everybody, my mom's coming to hang a picture. And I'm like, it is a big picture. I need to get it there. And then Gully said she would go with me, which made it, then all of a sudden it was a road trip. So I was like, okay, so Gully and I went. And then she had talked to Jackson. And so the kids had both told us that they could do dinner on Thursday night. And so we got in on Thursday. I dropped the picture off at Caroline's place. And I said, I'll come back over here after dinner to hang it, because I needed her to help me in the process. And so we went, to Honey and Biggs, Gully's parents. And so we went there, and then Jackson came over to meet us there. Gully's oldest, he came over, and we started laughing because we were talking about, he's taken a class at A&M called World and Religious Foods this semester.
Oh, that's okay.
For a cultural credit.
Okay.
But what really tickled us is that his first assignment was that they had to like take a little survey on a scale of 0 to 10, what their knowledge of world and religious foods already was. And he gave himself a 4. And Gully said,
okay,
he's never been out of the country.
Right.
She said, he lives in San Antonio, so I'm going to give him Mexican food. I'm going to give him Italian food, kind of. And she said, that's really about the extent, but I appreciate that he gave himself a 4, you know, like.
He's confident, you know, he's confident about what he doesn't know.
Mm-hmm. He felt good about it. But we started talking about when Gully and I took golf in college, and I wrote about this in Nobody's Cuter, but Gully and I took golf in college is a PE elective. And
yes,
essentially we never went. And then the one time we did try to go, and they had moved the class to a different place, and we decided that was too far to walk. And so one of her old Sunday school teachers, who had been friends with her mom forever, was our coach. And so she was like, he's not going to fail us. She was like, he's friends with my Uncle Johnny. So she's like, he's not going to fail us. It's fine. And I was like, great. So we did not go. Well, he sure enough did fail us because we never went. And so Honey was saying how then when she saw him in church the rest of that summer, she wouldn't speak to him because she could not believe that he failed us. Like, she was so mad. And she said, I just would not even speak to him. And so then he finally came up to her and he said, did I do something? Like, I feel like you're not wanting. And she said, listen, she said, I just told him, I know that Mel and Amy are not the most athletic. And she said, but still, you did not need to fail them at golf. And he said, if they had even shown up a couple of times, I wouldn't have failed them. Well, we hadn't told her that part of the story. She didn't know that part. So all this is leading to, we're telling Jackson that story about what idiots we are. And then we go to Copy Bridge to eat, which is where we love to go get burgers. We go to Copy Bridge to eat and we walk in, and guess who's there? The golf coach that failed us is there.
Stop it.
Yes.
No.
So, he says hi, and she's like, and you remember Amy? And then she's like, do you remember Mel? And I'm like, no, he wouldn't remember me because he never saw me. I never went to his class. Like, but we were so hysterical that what were the odds that we were telling that story? And we walked in and there he was.
Oh my gosh.
So then Caroline came. And so she also got to hear the story about us failing golf. And then we went back to her house and we hung
I so appreciate that y'all told Honey all about the just the injustice of y'all failed, but never included the fact that you had not attended the class.
Like, no, that was a detail it didn't feel like she needed to know, you know? It felt like a minor detail.
Gosh.
The point was, how could he have done that to us? How could he have done it?
Right. Remember who the real victims are here.
That's
right?
Exactly right. Because all we were trying to do was get a tan. It was spring. We had our priorities straight. We didn't have time for golf. And you know what? Right. I haven't played golf since. So I made the best choice.
You didn't really learn in your golf class.
Didn't learn it. So anyway, went back to Caroline's house with her and her dining room curtains. I hung up curtains when I had been there like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and the ones in her bed, or no, Perry hung up the ones in her bedroom. So of course they're great. I hung up the ones in the living room. They've been great. The dining room wall has something going on that's real problematic. And so I did my best to hang them up the first time. And she texted me like 3 days later and she said, dining room curtains fell, rip. That was the text I got.
Yeah.
So I think they've had several different friends that have come over and tried to rehang them and nobody could do it. And so Perry sent me back with his drill and some instructions and some screws and everything that I needed to do. And so I got there and I'm going to tell you that I started working on these drapes. First of all, let me tell you that the drapes fell at least 2 weeks ago and they're white velvet drapes. And do you know where they were when I got there? Just crumpled in the ball right where they had fallen. Like nobody had thought maybe we should pick these white velvet drapes up off the floor. You know what I mean? But
bless it.
Anyway, so I got the drapes hung. I'm going to tell you that it was no small feat. You've never seen somebody. They're slightly crooked. I don't know that they're going to stay. But I told the girls, I was like, look, they're in the Lord's hands now. Like only he can hold these drapes up and I can't do anymore. I mean, and we put so many screws in that wall that I feel like their landlord, I'm just like, I'm sorry, we're going to have to get some caulk and something to fix that situation. But all that to say, I appreciate the dorm drapes because I had a whole thing with drapes last Thursday night that nearly sent me over the edge.
But they've stayed up so far.
So far, they're still up. Yeah, so far. Oh, there's the dogs. The mailman's coming. The mailman's here. He comes every day, but it's very scary.
Oh, gosh.
Here's my problem with bras. Some of the best looking ones feel terrible and the super comfortable ones have no personality or style. And to me, you shouldn't have to choose between those two. So one brand created a third way, Third Love. It's created for women by women. Third Love has spent years researching and designing the perfect bras that feel just as good as they look. Here's what I love about them. They have a great fit. You do a fitting quiz online and it figures out what exactly you're needing. I love the way they feel. I love that they're comfortable right from the get-go. And I love that they fit the way that they're supposed to fit. Third Love was founded on the belief that you deserve a bra designed for your body, and that is what they have done. With their data-driven approach to sizing, Third Love found that 50% of women are in between sizes, so they invented half cups and carry more than 60 sizes from A through H. They have improved every detail like tagless labels, slip-free straps, and fabrics that feel like a second skin. I love them. Plus, Third Love is the largest donor of undergarments in the United States. They've donated over $40 million worth of bras to people in need by partnering with organizations nationwide. Break the bad bra cycle with Third Love and join more than 10 million happy boobs and counting. Take the fitting room quiz and get 20% off your first order at thirdlove.com/bigboo. That's 20% off when you shop now at thirdlove.com/bigboo.
Well, the big excitement for me after we got home, well, actually, while we were at supper with everybody on Saturday night, well, I got a text Friday night that said from a number I did not know that said, hey, Nana, do you want to go to a dance with me Sunday? And I knew that this text was not meant for me. But here's what's interesting is while we were at supper, I found myself in a group text. Like it landed in my phone and it was like, Callie? Callie? And so I don't know if it's the same person who texted me Friday night.
Oh, interesting.
If it was, then they, I don't know. Maybe they just got their phone and don't have their numbers in. I don't know. But here's what I'm going to tell you. I ended up Saturday night in a group text with approximately seven, I would guess, sixth or seventh graders. They added me in the group text and it started, you know, Callie, is this Callie? And then it was like, who's this? And so they're going back and forth. And so I let it play out. Like, I don't do anything about it at dinner. I'm just like, well, this is weird. I'm in another text I don't belong in. When I get home, I have 44 text messages from this group of youngsters. And so I write a text that says, hey, I'm so sorry. You have the wrong number.
Yeah.
Why don't you just start another group text and leave me out of it? And then this is the response I get. Is this Lucas?
Lucas, why are you messing with us?
And I said, no, I'm not Lucas. I don't know Lucas. And then somebody is like, OMG, I bet this is Lucas trolling you. And I was like, nope, not Lucas. And then I said, I'm just a mom. Well, you've never seen something set off such a firestorm of replies. They all apparently feel like any mom who shows up in a group text is there to rat them out for their conversation where they've essentially shared emojis and low quality GIFs for the better part of an hour and a half. But I could not get those kids to take me out of the group text because every time they would start a new one, they would put me in it. At one point, I was in four different group texts with these people. And I don't know who was responsible for starting the group text, but listen, they weren't good at it. I'll tell you that. Like, they couldn't see. And so I kept like sending my message again. I'm so sorry, but you have the wrong number. Would you please start another group text and leave me out of it? Well, about the sixth time I sent them that message on I don't know which group chat, one of the sixth graders fires back at me and says, oh my gosh, if it's bothering you so much, why don't you just leave? So now we're in a fight, right? Like now it's escalated.
Yeah,
and I said, so I write back and I said, I can't leave this group chat because everybody is not in iMessage. Somebody's on Android and I can't leave. So I need you to start a new group chat. And then somebody else comes back and is like, OMG, if I see that message one more time about, could you start another group chat? And so I said, I'm just asking you, listen, so here I am, right? I'm trying to remind myself I'm in a conversation with middle schoolers.
Yes, but you're in a fight with them now. But you're in a feud.
But when I tell you, there were hundreds of messages and I could not leave. And I could not, I mean, I had silenced my phone. I had muted the conversation, but it did not keep the messages from coming in on a variety of different group chats to which I do not belong.
So I said, listen,
I'm just asking you to practice some kindness. And take me out of your group chat. I'm a mom.
Yes, who just dropped my baby off at college.
I don't need to be in your conversation.
No.
And I can't take myself out of it. And so finally, after like, honestly, 2 hours, finally one person, and they're all 205 area code, so they're Alabama people.
Yeah.
Well, finally one person says, hey, why don't I start a group chat with just us? And so I haven't heard from them since. I wish them well. I told them, I said, I'm sure you're all very nice people, but I really need you to take me out of this group chat. Thankfully, they did. They moved along, but it was something else. Oh my gosh.
And you're like, and you don't want me in this group chat is what I'm going to tell you.
No.
I'm a mom. I'm a mom.
One of them dropped a four-letter word at one point, like, super serious one. Was like, I mean, and then they used a four-letter word, and I was like, okay, like at this point, I appreciate this was a bold move on your part, but I mean, and I knew they were probably sixth or seventh grade, if that old, because there was not a sentence in the group chat. It was just words. OMG. LOL. I mean, it was just, and I don't know what they were LOLing about because I didn't see one thing that was funny, but all that to say, we've not been in communication since late Saturday night.
Well, thank goodness.
I know.
Thank goodness. Well,
that's something else.
Now, as you know, it was the first weekend of college football season.
Yes. Yes,
now,
it was.
Were there a lot of exciting games?
There were not.
There really weren't.
No.
No, it was exactly what you would expect it to be. But I got several people that messaged me because they were excited for me, the Desmond Howard on game day, that he picked the Aggies to win it all.
Yes, he did.
Here's what I'm going to tell you.
Yes, he did.
He did. But here's what I'm going to tell you. Dez is trolling all of us. Dez, that's rat poison that he's dealing out. Do not buy into it. Do not buy into it. Because you know who else he picked? Pittsburgh, Michigan, and Baylor to be the final four. We all know that isn't going to be the final four. It's not going to be. So, number one, thank you, Dez. I appreciate it. But Dez, he's trolling all of us. That is not a real pick. I do not buy into it. I reject it. Not doing it. Now, am I excited about the season? I am. Am I thrilled that we just named Haynes King as our starting quarterback?
Yes.
I'm thrilled with that. If for no other reason, because you know I want to be able to say, move the chains, King. You know, I've been wanting to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. You have been excited about that for some time. And
I have.
And unfortunately, it didn't happen last year. So.
It didn't happen last year. He got hurt second game in, but mm-hmm. I am excited about that. So that's number one. The second thing is that somebody needs to intervene with my buddy Herb Street and his self-tanner. I know you want to lead with kindness, but this is us being kind. This is us being kind. Because if you're going to be on national television, what you need to do is find a better brand of self-tanner that doesn't make you look like an Oompa Loompa. And you certainly don't need to wear some sort of white goggles around your eyes while you put it on. That's all I'm saying.
But so there's a picture of Kirk Herbstreit was on, I think it was game day. And
yes.
And he does seem to have used some sort of tanner.
Heavily dabbled.
And it reminded me of, do you remember when we were little and the television had little knobs that you would adjust color
yes.
and tint and all that.
Yes.
It was like
yes.
somebody dialed up the tint button on Herbstreit.
Yeah, they did.
And it was significant. It did not look like him. Like it really took me a minute to put it together. Like who is this? And so maybe they'll get that straightened out.
To get some exfoliator and yes. he needs to let that fade. Cause that's like, listen, new sportscaster, who dis?
I mean,
that was like,
it was not great.
It was not his best look. And I get that we want to come back and we want to start, all of us do. We want to start college football season at our peak best. We want to be tan, fit, rested, mm-hmm. ready to go. Cause we're about to run a marathon.
It's going
to be a marathon of emotions. It's going to be a whole thing. But that really wasn't the way to start. And, you know, he makes pot shots at A&M. So I don't feel bad talking about his self-tanner because he picked Notre Dame to play in that playoff game several years ago that we should have played in. And so, you know what? Herbstreit, do better with your tanner.
I know. You stay in a fight with him, I feel like.
He's one of the people that's currently on my list of people I'm feuding with. So lately, y'all have been hearing me talk about how I do not like to go get manicures. I've really been wanting to learn how to do my own at home. And I'd heard so many people talk about the Olive and June manicure system, but now I've had the chance to try it for myself. And let me tell you, I am a fan. Painting my own nails has never been in my skill set, but I hate the time it takes to go get manicures. I just don't like sitting there for that long with my hands not available to me. I've also discovered that I can't do gel or dip nails because it ruins my nails and it's just not worth it to me. But with the Olive and June Mani system, you can treat yourself to beautiful nails on your time. I love the sheer set of colors because they're kind of foolproof and I don't have to be super delicate with them. And their nail polishes have lasted 7 or more days and do not chip. And I am not delicate with my hands. Their Mani system is the ultimate secret behind salon perfect nails at home. All in one, no guessing, no messy nails, no salon price tag. They also have press-ons if that's more your thing. It's a salon look in minutes that's better than gel. They last 10 or more days. They come with the most sizes ever so you can find your best fit. No one will ever know they are fake. It comes with everything you need plus the best removal system that protects your nails. You can choose your favorite length and shape and achieve the perfect fit because each pack includes 21 unique sizes. That's nearly double what else is available on the market. The manicure system comes with everything you need in one box. I love that I have all the tools I need to give myself a manicure. I love the color selections, and it's so easy to use. It comes with the Poppy, which is this little patented brush handle that makes it so easy to paint both of your hands, which has always been my nemesis. I suggest getting the Olive and June Mani system with 6 polishes. It breaks down to just $2 a mani. I used to spend $35 for just one gel mani, but those days are over. Getting beautiful salon-perfect nails at home is now a dream come true with Olive and June. Your new nail life is here. Visit oliveandjune.com/bigboo for 20% off your first mani system. That's oliveandjune.com/bigboo for 20% off your first mani system.
I'm going to tell you something that made me real happy on Saturday, though. I was getting ready to watch the Vanderbilt Hawaii game Saturday night. And Houston Nutt works for the CBS Sports Network. And Houston Nutt doing a pregame breakdown. Listen, it was everything I didn't know I needed. Guys, listen. And he said, we don't know how it's going to go for Vandy, but God, I'm excited to watch. I was so happy. Like, Houston Nutt apparently was able to push through all my, you know, latent grief about Alex leaving, and I got some endorphins going. But I wanted to be sure to say this. When we were at SEC Football Media Days, when back earlier in the summer, Mike Wright, who's the Vandy quarterback, was one of the absolute nicest kids we interacted with.
Yeah.
He was fantastic. And he had himself a game this Saturday night.
He really did.
God.
Yeah, I'm like, Vandy put 60 points up on somebody.
Hawaii.
I don't know.
Well, he scrambled. He looked great. I was so happy because Alex texted me after he scored the first time. And I was like, you remember, he liked my dress. I don't know if you remember that, but he liked my dress. So it was so fun. And I can't wait for this Saturday when we kind of really are, you know, where y'all are playing Sam Houston State. We're playing Memphis. Yeah, we are. Like, it's going to be so fun to really get back into it a little bit.
I'm super excited.
One more football thing to mention is that when I talked to you last Friday, you mentioned a show on Netflix to me that you had loved. And so I actually started it Friday night and then finished it Saturday afternoon. Please tell our listeners about this wonder on Netflix.
Oh, listen. Okay. So I watched, I think it was Wednesday night. I watched it because I'd been hearing about it, is The Girlfriend Who Didn't Exist, the Monte Teo story on Netflix. It is fascinating. It's fascinating. Here's what I'm going to say. Even if you're not a college football fan, it's fascinating. Even if you don't have deep resentment in your heart towards Notre Dame, like I do, it's fascinating.
Yeah.
And I came out of the other side. There was so much about that at the time, because I'm gonna be honest. In 2012, I was in a fight with Monte Teo. He doesn't know it, but I was in a fight with him because I was afraid they were going to give him the Heisman instead of Johnny Manziel. Because
I thought about that. Yes, because it had footage from the Heisman ceremony, and I was like, it's all coming back. Yes,
that's right. So if you want to know where the first footprint of my feud with Notre Dame began, that's it. It was in 2012, and it was with the Monte Teo stuff. And then at some point, I did not follow the rest of that story. Like, I knew that ultimately he had been catfished and the whole thing, but I didn't really follow it. But I will say, while I did not leave this documentary as a fan of Notre Dame, because let's be honest, that's not going to happen.
Sure.
I did really feel like I am a fan of Monte Teo. My heart really went out to him.
Oh my gosh. Like, and what a great kid. He's a man now, but like, what a great guy. And just this, we don't want to give anything away, but there's just so much complexity there, and there's so much interesting stuff, and so fascinating to see his parents' perspective, to see the perspective of the person who pretended to be the girl that he was in love with. Like, it's so well done. And here's what I will say about it. I'm like you, I didn't know much about Monte Teo in terms of his background or how he even ended up at Notre Dame. That in itself was interesting.
Yeah.
But so many documentaries to me can drag. Like, you just think, okay, keep it moving. This is the fastest moving documentary I can remember, where it's 2 episodes, but it just, the pace of the story is so good. And I love that we heard from really everybody in that story. And so Thumbs up. Yeah. Highly recommend. Really, really good.
Really fascinating. And I, it's like I told you, I think when you see it, number one, here's where I'm a better person in 2022 than I was in 2012. Having a child now that's in that same age, number one, you see how it happened. Like, because you realize now you go, oh, these kids aren't nearly as grown up as we try to make them out to be. Like they're so vulnerable and are still learning so much. And that you forget that that was at a time like that 2012, like we were still all so naive about the internet and social media and all of that. Like it was such an interesting thing where it's like everybody just ran with it because it was such a great narrative and nobody fact checked. And if anybody had fact checked, it would have been a whole different story. But I don't, it's really fascinating to watch.
I also have to say, and I told Melanie this weekend, the graphics team on that thing outdid the, oh wait, this is Alex. Hold on.
Oh,
hello. Okay. All right, I'm recording the podcast, but if you want to talk, I can pause. Listen, he was great. He was wanted to tell me about his first day of college. So when I said, like, I'll stop recording if you want to talk, and he was like, well, it is my first day of college. And so I was like,
listen, I as somebody who lived and died by Snapchat for the better part of 6 weeks. Uh-huh. You know, I get it. You get it. When the children want to talk, you got to jump on it.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, everyone, we pardon, we ask your forgiveness for the interruption, but Alex called.
You got to strike while the iron is hot because nothing makes me worry. Nothing's worse than when I'll tell Caroline, like, hey, I'm in the middle of recording. And she's like, and I'm like, can I call you later? And she's like, yeah, but I may not be here. That's and then you're like, okay, but I can talk right now.
Okay. I can't, what were you talking about when we,
I think we were wrapping up about Monte Teo. Okay. And I think we were ready. It was probably time to move into five favorites.
Oh, is it time for five favorites?
Okay, my first one is something that I stumbled upon at Target and it felt meant to be, and I love it. So I was looking for a new, I don't even know that I was looking for a body wash. I don't know what I was looking for. I was just kind of perusing at Target as you do. And I saw this, it's called Cremo Palo Santo Body Wash. It's in the men's department. Well, I am going to tell you that it smells like the Santel 33, the Lalabo Santel, which you know is one of my favorite of all the scents.
But listen, there's a Lalabo, which is a whole line of fragrances, has one of the best Palo Santo scents I've ever heard. I mean, I've ever smelled, not heard.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard one better.
I can hear smell. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But so when I saw this on your list, I was like, oh, interested, and I can pick it up at my Target within 2 hours, and I believe I will.
Yep. It smells so good. It smells just like it. Listen, I don't know that it's the most moisturizing body wash ever. I don't care. It smells good. It makes my bathroom smell good. I could smell it on my pajamas after I'd showered. Like, so anyway, all that to say, it's like $9.99. It's so good. It smells so good. So it's almost one of those that it's so good that I hesitate to even put it as the five favorites because I don't want y'all to sell it out. But man, it is a treat if you like that kind of smell. And I do.
I'm going to get mine today. Okay. Today.
So my next thing is that Banana Republic Factory, and I feel like Banana Republic is having a resurgence right now. Maybe I'm having a renewed love affair with Banana Republic.
Right.
But I really like their stuff right now. They just have a lot of really good basics and great oversized cotton shirts and kind of just stuff that's like pieces that are really on trend right now. And they've currently got 50% off plus another 20% off if you use your Gap or Banana Republic card, which I happen to have one. And so I'm going to tell you that I bought three shirts over the weekend and for $70 total. And one of the ones I bought was this silky oversized shirt, which is just a really good, I'd been wanting navy. I felt like that's what I was lacking in my life.
Uh-huh.
And it's just a really good, the material feels good. It's an easy shirt to throw on with jeans or with nicer pants or whatever. It comes in a bunch of different colors. It's currently $35. But they also have some oversized cotton shirts. They've just got a bunch of really great tops right now if you're needing stuff like that. And they're all 50% off.
Okay. I love that. Love a lot. So, I'm going to have to shut my door because Hazel's barking at some delivery. Hold, please.
Okay.
Necessarily been our smoothest podcast, but
it really hadn't. Really hadn't. 301 is starting off much like so many of the early episodes did.
Yes. Listen, we're consistent is what I'll say. We're consistent.
Yeah. Our new dawn does not be better than the old dawn, apparently.
Truer words, my friend. Truer words. That's super cute, by the way.
Yeah, I love it. Super cute. And so, and on continuing on the satin trend, so I ended up with a merchandise credit at Abercrombie. I don't know how. I'd ordered something for Caroline. It didn't work out. And then for whatever reason, I couldn't get my money back. So I got a merchandise credit. Then they were having a big sale. So I'd been wanting to use it. So what I ordered for myself was this satin sleep shirt with the matching satin wide leg pajama pants. It's two separate links on our show notes. They're dreamy. I cannot even tell you. They feel so much more expensive than what they were. They're on sale right now for, I think, under $30 for each piece. I've worn them every single night since I've got them. I'm going to tell you that I've used my Target body wash that smells like Santal 33. And then I put on my satin pajamas. And Perry basically has said, you're like one of the Real Housewives now. And I'm like, I am. This is who I am. This is the new... And as Perry says, because he doesn't say bougie, he says Schwarzy because he got the word mixed up one time. I'm like, right. I'm very Schwarzy now.
You are very Schwarzy. Okay.
But if you need some really beautiful pajamas, they are beautiful. I actually got a large in the shirt so I could almost wear it by itself because I just wanted it to be really big. And then I got a medium in the pants just because I don't like my pajamas. I like them to be big is what I'm saying. So, but I would say they're pretty true to size. So. But anyway, highly recommend those and they're on sale. The next thing I have been on a quest because one of you mentioned this on the Patreon, when we did our Q&A and it got me thinking. And then my friend Stephanie, who is a stylist here in town, mentioned these pants and said they are her go-tos and she has them in several colors and that they are so great and look great on everybody. And they are these Norma Kamali. They're called elephant pants, which I don't know that I love the name.
Roll Tide.
Maybe the branding could be better.
Yeah.
I don't know that I want to be like, these are my elephant pants, but I will say I got them in yesterday. They're high-waisted. They fit like yoga pants. Like they just, you pull them on. They're super stretchy. The fabric is very like nice and slinky though. Like it feels like a much dressier fabric. So I can see where they would be so easy to dress up or dress down. And that's what she was saying. She was like, I've worn them with a t-shirt and sneakers and a jean jacket. She goes, and I've worn them with heels and a nice top for a cocktail party.
Okay.
Like they're super flowy, like even flowier than they look on this, but they are like a dream. Now, listen, they're not cheap, but if you want a really good flattering pair of pants, I'm saying these are really good and they're really comfortable. If I worked in an office every day, they would for sure be a win because I think you could wear them like two or three times a week with different stuff and nobody would know the difference.
I'm going to tell you something. This is a first for me because when I opened the show doc before, like our Google doc before we recorded and then you were dealing with the pest control person. And so, so I was just looking and I was like, oh, you'd added this one to the list since the last time I looked at the show doc. I'm going to tell you, I ordered these before we even started to record.
Oh my, you added to cart before we even did
I did. Recap. Listen, they're going to be here tomorrow because here's the thing. I need a good pair of black pants, like a dressy pair of black pants. And but I don't want a pair of slacks. Like I don't want anything that looks like I need to have on a skinny belt with it. So when I saw these, they reminded me of some pants I probably had 25 years ago that I wore to pieces. And so I ordered them. I sure did. And I can't wait to try them on tomorrow.
Well, I think you're going to love them. That's so funny because I nearly texted you last night to say, hey, I'm going to put these on five favorites, but you need to go ahead and order them now. Mm-hmm. So it's funny because we were on the same thing, but I think I linked to them at Zappos, but I've seen them. Nordstrom has them, Revolve has them. You can find them a lot of different places, but I'm telling you, and they come in different colors, but you're going to love them. Like you won't even believe how good they feel. And I was saying more, I was like every now and then I have like more of it, a little bit dressy or something where I can't wear jeans and I don't have that thing, but these pants are now that thing.
Well, and I thought too, because, you know, my Amazon pants, that my sequin pants that I got that I didn't know if I'd ever be able to wear, that I wore to my sister's thing last week.
Mm-hmm.
Like I loved having that option in my closet. Like I thought I'll be so happy to have these forever, because when you do have something that's dressier, it's so good to have. Just to have something on hand so you don't have to go search for it.
Yes.
And I feel like a great pair of black pants, and I have another one of those H&M longer satin shirts.
Mm-hmm.
I have a black one, and like to be able to put that on with some great shoes, like you're in some good earrings and you're done. Like you are dressed for a fancy night.
Yeah. So they're a total winner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good. They are a total winner. And I tried them on with multiple tops yesterday and I was like, I like them with all these tops. And I'm like, for reference, I'm like 5'6" and I can wear them. I could wear them with a taller wedge, but I can get away with wearing them with my Target wedges that are probably like a 2.5-inch wedge. Mm-hmm. So, but you could also go get them hemmed depending on what you, my friend Stephanie said she has a pair that she's hemmed to wear with sneakers. And then she keeps a pair long that she wears with heels. So you could do that too.
What size did you get?
I actually got a small.
Okay.
And I felt good about that. I feel because they're pretty stretchy. And so I got the small. I would not have wanted to go smaller than that, but I maybe could have done a medium, but I'm keeping the small.
Okay. I got an extra large. So I don't know if I'll, but I think they'll be fine.
But they feel good. And they don't do that thing where they roll down on you. Like, you know, they're not, because they aren't tight like leggings. They're just a nice, I'm telling you, you're going to love them. You're going to have to let me know when you get them in.
I can't wait.
Okay. So enough about the elephant pants. The last thing on my list is, and this was one that, you know, Bethany Frankel does her drugstore makeup TikToks.
Yes.
And so I decided, because I've been using the Lancome mascara, but you know how we're always on the search for a mascara. And I was like, sometimes I feel like I need something different before I commit to something else. I was like, I'm going to go see what Bethany Frankel says about mascara. I'm going to go see what she said. And she listed three as her top ones, but one of the ones she listed was one I had never tried before, and it's the Maybelline Colossal Curl Bounce Mascara.
Okay.
And I ordered it, and I used it, and I am a fan. It goes on really well. It doesn't clump. It's the right amount of mascara. I think it gives your eyelashes a little bit of curl. It's like $8.99. It's a score. So Bethany Frankel was right. It's a good mascara.
Well, I am adding that to cart with my body wash, and I'm going to go get those this afternoon.
There you go.
Oh, wait, hold on. I don't know what. Our audio is really, it's malfunctioning. I don't know what to do.
Well, so on that note, it's probably time to say goodbye.
Yes. Yeah. The internet has given up on us. So it's time for us to wrap up this episode.
We're done for today.
We are done for today. All right. Well, thanks everybody for bearing with us during episode 301. We had sound issues just like we had in episodes 1 through 300.
That's exactly right. Thanks everybody. Y'all have a good week.
We'll talk to y'all later.